Right. You're on the radio. 101.
Generation annihilation.
I just want some skate.
99% are unhappy with their lives anyway.
Get up here.
On the streets.
Full of problems.
We have you surrounded. Come up with your hands up.
All right, it's 12 noon on this Saturday afternoon, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. The name of this show is Generation Annihilation. I'm Aaron.
And I'm Andy.
And yes, we are in the midst of our second annual fundraising drive, and yeah, we hope you will call up and donate to our fantastic station or make a donation on our online website, www.citr.ca. We're looking to upgrade our podcast server, purchasing new equipment, paying towards additional training for production, and yeah, working towards our production facilities and programming. So yes, the number to call is 604-822-8648 or 604-822-1242. $25 donation is the minimum. It gets you a Friends of CITR card, which gets you discounted at a bunch of cool stores around town. $45 gets you two Friends cards and a CD. $60 gets you two Friends cards, one CITR shirt, and one CD. $101.90, which is 101.90, gets you two Friends cards, one CD, two CITR shirts. $150 gets you two Friends cards, two CDs, one CITR shirt or bag or one hoodie. And $250 gets you two Friends cards, two CDs, two shirts, and or a bag and one hoodie. And yeah, CITR has been on the air for 25 years. We're commercial free. We provide music that's not heard anywhere else in the city. Neither myself nor Andy get paid for this. We do this purely out of enjoyment. Some of these bands we play on the show we've liked for, God, I don't know, about a good 20 or so years or more.
Yeah.
And yes, maybe hopefully you like CITR too. And if you wanted to help out CITR but didn't know how until now, well, that's how you can. And yeah, I first heard about CITR in 1985. I was a little heavy metal kid walking around Surrey, around Wally Exchange, and I saw a flyer for a show called Power Chord, which is the show after ours, and who would have thought that 20-some-odd years later, we would be filling in before Power Chord, doing a show from noon to 1 before Power Chord comes on the air. The show we do is punk and hardcore, and you got into punk and hardcore through CITR. Why don't you explain
it? I started listening to Power Chord first. I was a bigger heavy metal kid. Actually, I was an adult already, but I was listening to Power Chord in 85. A friend goes, hey, check out this show on CITR. It's called Power Chord. And then I started listening to punk about a year later. I started listening to Party With Me Punker. Which, remember that? Mike Dennis from...
But you first got into... How did you get to see your first punk show?
Oh, I went to see... I was totally into metal. I went to see a show with DOA, Death Sentence, and the main reason I was there was Witch's Hammer. But I ended up digging the punk.
How did you get the tickets?
How did I get... Oh, I won them on Power Chord.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't win it. I won Ozzy Osbourne tickets on Power Chord, and I scalped them and bought the tickets for that show. That's how it went.
All right. So, yes... We've been on the air, Generation Annihilation, now for, going on about a good 6 years. We started as a fill-in in 2001. So this show is going to be a retrospective look at some of the bands we've had on in the first few years from 2001 to 2004. So, yes, please help us with our station, 604-822-8648. And if that number is busy, 604-822-1242, the minimum donation is $25. So we're going to get into some of the bands that we first had on the show. I believe this is the first band we ever had on the show when we got our time spot. Here from Saturday noon to 1 p.m., they are the Cleats.
Yeah.
Alright, going back to 2002, that is the Cleats with a track called Where Are the Heroes Now on the Lost Voices Broken Strings release on Long Shot Music. And let me remind you, this is Fundraising Drive Weekend here up at the station, and we hope you can help us out with our station. What is the numbers, Andy?
It's 604-822-8648, or if that one's busy, phone 604-822-1242.
And this is a spotlight on the first few years of the show. We just had the Cleats who we had on the show, and this is another act who we had on the show from Toronto. They're called Riot 99.
Knucklehead. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM.
This is Graham from the Wednesday Night Heroes. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM.
All right, quarter past the hour, and we're going to hear a message from somebody.
Hey, everybody, this is Joey Shithead from DOA. You know why? You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. That's right. That's right.
That's right, and we're in the midst of our fundraising drive, our second annual fundraising drive. We've got some pledges so far, so keep them coming in. What is the number, Andy?
604-822-8648 or 604-822-1242.
And we're focusing on acts now who we've had on the show, and we're focusing on spotlights that we've done on the show as well. And we ended that last off with DOA Fucked Up Ronnie from the from one of their singles, which is on their singles collection. That is actually originally came out in 1981 on the Positively DOA 7-inch release, Fucked Up Ronnie, and we played that on one of our specials. Andy, which one do we play that one on?
When a certain person by the name of Ronald something died. Ronald
Reagan.
There you go.
Yeah, Fucked Up Ronnie from DOA. And we had Joe from DOA on the show a couple of times. He phoned in once this year, but we originally had him on in the winter of 2003 after he released his book called I Shithead, and that was a two-part series. The first was with punk fiction writing extraordinaire Chris Walter.
Yeah.
And he put out his book, I Was a Punk Before You Were a Punk. And
I like
yes,
that book.
Yeah, thanks to Chris for doing a feature on Generation Annihilation in the latest Nerve magazine. Wednesday Night Heroes on the set before that. Fuck You was the name of that. We actually had Luke from the Wednesday Night Heroes on our show not Luke. We had Luke on the show, I think, in 2005. We had his brother, we had Luke on the show in 2001 when we were still a fill-in show. We had his brother on the show in 2003, Graham. Knucklehead, before that, we've had them on the show a few times. Fallen Hard was the name of the track. Knucklehead on the Longshot Music Records label. Same with Wednesday Night Heroes. And before that, we heard two releases by two bands that were on the Generation Annihilation show in the early years. Riot 99 from Toronto, who are long gone, Cancer in Society, and the Cleats, who are gone as well, who are the heroes now. And we also had Longshot Music label rep Mike on a few times, showcasing his bands. He had him. We had him on once when he was from when he was still based out of Vancouver, and we had him once when he moved to New York City.
New York City.
Yeah. And so let me remind you, this is the second annual fundraising drive of CITR Radio, 604-822-8648 or 604-822-142 for those donations. Please keep them coming. Please help us stay alive for another 25 years and hopefully keep Generation Annihilation on the year for another six at least, because that's how long we've been going, and we're focusing on themes that we did in the early years of the show. And in September of 2002, I took a trip to New Jersey and New York City to catch a bunch of bands, and this is one of the bands I caught. I came back to report all about the festival. You remember that one, do you, Andy?
Yeah, because I was doing the show over here.
Yeah, and then the next week
I came. And you phoned in 1 week, too.
Yeah, and then I came back the week after and did the report on the festival and played all the bands, like this band here, The Business.
Backstreet Billy's got a gun in his hands!
This is Mickey Fitz and The Business. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Keep the faith.
Jerry from New York City's Templars. You are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
To Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Canada.
All right, 25 minutes past the hour here, and we're in the midst of our second ever fundraising drive, our second ever annual fundraising drive, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation and CITR on 101.9 FM. Help us buy new equipment, yes. Renovate our studios, and all that kind of stuff. Help us expand the bandwidth with... width of our podcast system and all that
stuff.
And
if you're listening on podcasts, you can still donate.
Yeah.
You might be listening tomorrow or a week from now.
Just click on the podcast button. And if you want to call up and donate, 604-822-8648. That's 604-822-1242. And we heard three acts there who I got to see or who played in New York City and New Jersey for the Holiday in the Sun Festival in 2002. We heard Lower Class Brats, Loud and Out of Tune. That's on TKO Records. Recorded last year in Seattle. Psycho is the name of that. The Templars in the set before that, Doing the Hurt. We also had the Templars on our show in 2002 when they were in town. Templars from New York City. And we started things all off with the Business, Keep the Faith, Backstreet Billy was the name of the track. And those are some of the first ever station IDs we got for the station. We got about 50 now, but back then we'd still only had a couple. And yeah, they're a great addition to this show. So weekend, our show fell on International Women's Day. That was March 8th of 2003. So we got to showcase a whole bunch of acts in the FemCon content.
Yeah, I remember that.
Female content. And that's before there was such a thing in campus and community radio, but we did a full show. And ever since, it's been kind of an annual thing with Generation Annihilation and not always a weekly thing, but yeah, we try and support our angry women in punk and our not-so-angry women in punk. And we're going to play some right now. This is an act that we played when we did that spotlight, and we played this song too. It is the Loudmouths, and it's a track called Rough House.
Yeah! You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
All right, and we are in the midst of our second ever annual fundraising drive. The donations start at $25, and the donation number is 604-822-8648. And if that number is busy, 604-821-242. And we heard three acts of female vocal punk. We heard from Signal Lost, Casualty Routine. And we also heard from the Homewreckers out of Edmonton from the Waiting for the End release. We heard a track called Provacuator. And we started things all off with the Loudmouths with a track called Rough House. And, yes, on October 25th of 2003, we had a very controversial show. There was a lot of incidents in the paper involving our friends, the Boys in Blue, and we decided to do a whole show on police brutality, which was quite controversial. We had a complaint even before the show was on. Remember that?
I kind of remember, yeah.
Somebody saying that, you know, next time we're in trouble, somebody breaks into our house or beats us up, make sure to call the fire department. You must remember that.
Yeah, did he complain just to us? Did he go to the station, too?
He complained to us and to the station, but we went ahead with the show anyhow because, we thought it was a fairly fun and easy subject to do on police brutality.
There's a million songs about that.
Yeah, well, we managed to get in about a good 26 anyhow, didn't we?
Yeah.
Because, it was quite easy to have songs about cops because, you know, the cops are our friends sometimes, but not all the time. And we're going to hear a track that we heard on that show. This is Urban Waste with a track called Police Brutality.
Police brutality. Police. Every time I go out, hanging with my friends, watching the sand away, thanks for my head. Police!
It's police brutality! Take me to court. Some light crime.
All right. Three songs about police brutality here, going back to 2003 of October when we did our police brutality set. We heard BGK with a track called Police Crimes. The Authorities with a track called I Hate Cops. That one was covered by a Vancouver band called the Neo-Nasties. We had them on the show in 2004, I believe.
Didn't Curious George cover that too?
They did.
Yeah.
Black Flag in the set before that. How could we not play that one? Police Story. And we start things all off with Urban Waste, an early New York City hardcore act with a track called Police Brutality. And yes, if you'd like to make a donation, because it is our fundraising drive show in the fundraising drive weekend, 604-822-8648 or 604-822-1242. The donations start at $25, and the bigger the donation, the bigger the prize.
Yeah, and support the station.
Yep. Support the station, you know.
Everybody volunteers up here.
Yeah. There's a few paid people, but us DJs are volunteers.
I'm up here with 4 hours of sleep. I'm still up here, man.
Right on. Yeah. Dedication. So, yes, we make a lot of mistakes here in Generation Annihilation because we're always shooting to play as many songs as possible in an hour. One time Andy decided that he would try and fill as many songs as he could in an hour. How many songs do we get in an hour? Almost 70?
70. It was a little over an hour.
Okay.
And so, that was the short song show.
And you were...
And that was all songs under a minute, but we're going to break that barrier today. All these songs are under 30 seconds.
All right. Or less.
30 seconds or less.
All right. Andy was in pain after the show, and I'm going to be in pain after this set.
Crying, they have a lampshade on his head. So this one's for him. This was a. This is the one silent thing.
OMFG, I can't believe it's already that time of the year again.
The time where Mom makes her special pumpkin pie?
No, the time when CITR has their annual fun drive.
Oh, right, sweet. Last year I donated a liver.
I donated my car.
I donated a few dollars.
All donations are helpful and will go towards continuing to run the radio station and all the various different aspects of running such a rad, independent, label-supportive place.
Fun Drive will be held from October 1st to the 14th. Call in or walk into the station to donate and know that you were a part of supporting another great year of great music.
CITR.
And the number to donate is 604-822-8648, 604-822-1242. Help keep CITR alive and healthy. So what was that we heard in that last set?
Well, it was a lot of short songs and probably a few mistakes in there, but the last thing we heard was Capitals Casualties. Before that, Born Against. Murda before that. Turvy Cadet with my favorite song by them, Bisaya Pasca. Before that, we have Beenum off Contaminated 3.0, various artists. Off the brand new Propaganda is Hippie CD on Gamaset Levitt, we heard Totus. Before that, we had The Queers. And before that, we had Cop Out off the Fiesta Comes Alive compilation and Riotus off the Hat Marker Amphetamine. And that was chaotic, to say the least, because those CD players do not boot up fast enough.
No, so we're going to talk more about the show and the early years of the show, because that's what we're focusing on. Yes, Andy did 70 songs in under an hour, and that was February 21st of 2004. And as you probably heard in that last set, we tend to play a lot of foreign punk and hardcore in the show.
Yeah.
And, so we're going to... Andy, at one point, did a whole set of bands from around the world. He did 19 bands from 19 different countries. And, we're going to do that again today. Probably not 19 bands, because we got about 15 minutes left in the show. But we're going to hear some foreign acts, some foreign hardcore acts. And I'd also like to say that if you'd like to make a donation, it's Fundraising Drive Week. As you have probably noticed, the programming here is special, and we do stutter sometimes. We do say our words wrong, but that's what college radio is all about, because none of us do get paid up here as far as the DJs go. And if you'd like to help out CITR with equipment and stuff, 604-822-8648 or 604-821-242. We're going to hear some foreign punk now. Who is this, Andy?
This is a band from New Zealand. They're called Brain Grenade. And they're out of New Zealand, and we're doing bands from each continent. I guess that would be Australian continent. So hit that play button, please.
Noise control! Noise control! Noise control! Ah, you fucking mongo! Noise control! Policy on the vulture! Trying to bring me down. You throw my culture.
Control.
We'll be right back.
Right, winding up another edition, winding up the first edition of our fundraising drive. It'll be part two of the fundraising drive next week. Next week, we'll be doing an entire spot on metal influences in punk rock.
Thanks for all the pledges.
Thanks to all you that donated and pledged during this show. You can still pledge to Generation Annihilation, 604-822-8648 or 604-822-1242. If you're listening to the podcast, you can make a donate. Just click on the donate link. And we heard five bands from five different continents. What were they, Andy?
That was Radus de Pora from South America. Before that, we had AWOL from South Africa. JMKE from Europe. They're from Estonia. They're one of the first punk bands to come out of Soviet Russia. It was Soviet Russia back then. Flatmid from Japan. Of course, that's Asia. And we started off with Brain Grenade out of New Zealand, which would cover the Australian continent.
All right. So thanks for pledging once again. We're going to leave you with one band. This is a favorite band of both myself and Andy's. Yep. They will be playing here on October 16th.
I'll be there.
We did an entire spotlight on them in 2004. The band is the UK Subs. And before we hear this track, we're going to hear a message from our man, Charlie Harper, from the UK Subs.
This is Charlie Harper from the UK Subs over in London, England, saying hello, Vancouver, on CITR 101.9 FM. Don't stop listening. Support your local radio.
And you, too, can support your local radio station, CITR, by making a pledge, 604-822-8648 or 604-822-1242. This is UK Subs with a track called Bomb Factory. Stay tuned for CITR Sports.